Too late. Good morning. So I just want to start off with a prayer. Welcome everybody. You know, thanks for coming. So just thank you, Lord, for this day. We thank you for your many blessings. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be pleasing in your sight, O Lord. Amen. All right. So why am I standing before you this morning? Well, Pastor Scott asked me to give a sermon. And with me starting a new job not long ago, I told him that I said, I think I should focus on this job. Said, I'm going to have to decline. He said, well, I'm okay with it. As long as you pray about it first. So after church, I prayed about it, and 10 seconds later, God's like, you're saying it. So here I am. So literally, I prayed right after. And all right, so how many times do we have things that don't work out like we wanted it to? How often do we get upset because of it? How often does our attitude change negatively because of it? I'm guilty of that attitude. I said, how many times have we thought, why does this keep happening? Why am I struggling so much? I don't see anyone struggling as much as me or as I am. How many times have we thought, why me? Said, I'm never going to be able to do this. I don't think I can do this. How am I ever going to learn this? Water time. So I know in my own life, I have said those exact same things many times, even recently. So as yet, God has always given me what I need to do exactly what I thought I couldn't do. God wants us to make a choice. Are you going to trust him? Are you going to keep getting up? Or still giving it your best and do what you can in your part? After all the trials and hardships that I have gone to endure or have gone through, should have known better. God is in control, and he will get us through anything. James 1, 2 through 5 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work, so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. If any of you who lacks wisdom, you should ask God, who gives generously to all without finding fault, and will be given to you. So we see that trials are a good thing. Trials help us get closer to God. They push us to trust him. They stretch our faith to believe that God will get us through. Trials are not easy during that challenging period when we were going through them. In fact, they feel awful at times, and you want to give up. Throw in the towel, so to speak. I really had a hard time seeing how I was going to get through any trial, let alone a challenging issue I was dealing with at that time. I wanted to just keep going on my own, through my own ways, doing what I wanted to do. I didn't take the time to see what God saw, an opportunity to grow in my faith. It's not easy to continue to trust God, especially through those times. You have doubts if God is really there at all, or if he really even cares. But God is always waiting for you to come to him. I, unfortunately, am stubborn, and I had to hit some really low points before I went back to him, like I should have done from the start. So I know from experience that when it felt like nothing was getting better, the longer I struggled, the more I was getting frustrated and getting upset. But I had to trust his word. I am short-sighted. I was focused on the moment, not the long-term growth that God wanted to instill in me. It was hard for me to feel God's presence helping me out, but he was. And it is reassuring to know that God was there the whole time, even though I couldn't see. I was focused on the wrong things. I didn't see the lesson God was trying to teach me. So it is a learning process. Our walk with God is an ever-growing relationship. If we let him work in us, he will help us grow to open our hearts to this positive change. He is always there, waiting for us to return to him. He wants us to seek him out, to bother him, to pursue him, to rely on him. $5 water break. Excuse me. I know it sounds like a broken record, but it's true. I am fighting this out more and more as I am walking with him, for him, and not for myself. When the storm is over and you look back on it and you see the aftermath, it hits you like, wow, I see what you did there, God. That's amazing. Forgive me for not seeing your plan or your way of teaching me a valuable lesson. Whether it was to trust you more or to help me deal with a difficult person at work or a family member, I'm sorry for my short-sightedness, Lord. Help me to recognize when I make mistakes and to lean on you more. James 1:12 says, "Blessed is the one who perseveres under trial, because having stood the test, the person will receive the crown of life that the Lord has promised to those that love him." You know, wow, listen to those words. God blesses those who patiently endure testing and temptation. Basically, keep going. Don't quit. Here again, don't give up. Keep at it. That's perseverance. You're going to be tested in life, having hope that God will do what he says he's going to do. Things will eventually get better. And even if they don't, God sees you trying to do all you can. He wants us to continue on the best we can. You know, I love that last part. Receive the crown of life, which God has promised to those who love him. That's huge. So because we love God, we want to do our best. Give him our best. Be our best. God sees us trying to keep going and to keep pushing on, regardless of the situation. And he wants to reward us with the crown of life for trusting in him. Continue to rely on God for strength to endure whatever it is you're going through. Pray all the time. I know in my life I have not been the best at going to God right away, let alone to pray, but God knows my heart. He is not finished with me yet. One of my favorite verses is Jeremiah 29:11. "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you a hope and a future." You know, I love how much that tells us. That's a huge promise that God says he is going to give you a future and hope. Know that you are not alone in the world. We have the Father as our guide. We have Jesus as our healer. And we have the Holy Spirit as our helper. We also have our brothers and sisters in Christ to lean on in challenging times, or if you need someone to talk to or to get some advice. No, I'm not saying to go find a brother and sister in our church family and unload everything on them. That can be a little much. But know that you can still come to us and we can pray with you, comfort you, and walk with you in all situations. We as Christians want to help out when we can, given an opportunity to do so. You know, I hope someone that hears this has learned something today, as life is hard enough as it is. But we know there is hope in God at every possible situation. You know, keep fighting, make that choice, and see that you have a future. Go to God with everything. Stay the course. Don't lose sight on what God has in store for you. I would like to go back and just talk about what I touched on earlier. You know, life is hard as it is. In my own personal life, I've had many things that I felt were too tough, or I felt like I should give up. God knows the challenges we are all going to face. I know that, and I couldn't even see it at the time because I was so focused on the problem, not looking to God for the solution and the knowledge and strength to get through it, let alone to deal with it. You know, it's so easy to give up and quit. I'm glad that I kept pressing on through my health issues, from flatlining at the age of 16 and finding out I was born with a heart condition, to having been hit by two cars when I used to skateboard, multiple broken bones, surgery to fix my feet, let alone my neuropathy, which is no walk in the park, forgive the pun. Too many back problems because of an injury at work. I've had to deal with chronic pain for years because of it. Has God taken it away? No. But my hope is in the Lord. He will get me through all things. I do my best not to worry about it, but, you know, it's not hard. Life gets in the way. But the best thing I can do is trust God. I try to stay in the Word, and I live the way that He wants me to live, focusing on Him instead of the problems that I face. Water break. Give me a sec. And the fact that I'm fidgeting up here is because of neuropathy, and it takes me some time to... I have to move around, because if I stand too long in one place, my feet hurt really bad. Like I said, most of you have known that I've been going through quite a bit, and I'm still here, so... Look to the Word, see what He says. Get to know God's character. He is good and faithful, and wants you to rely on Him. I need to recognize that when I do have problems, that I am not alone. He is with me always, everywhere I go. I'm surprised that I'm even still here fighting. I figured I would have been given up by now. My old self would have, but God is not surprised, because He knows what I'm capable of. I have hope to know God will get me through anything if I put aside my ways and trust Him like He wants me to. Not blindly, but by faith. I'm trying to do what God wants me to do. I thank Him for the many blessings that I have received over the years, because without Him, I would have no hope, no peace, and no life. And I kind of went through this a little fast, so forgive me. But so in closing this morning, keep pressing on to do what is right. Look to the prize. Know that if God has a plan for me, after all I have endured, He definitely has a plan for you as well. So, I would like to end with something that, you know, reminded me of just this morning at our previous church. We would, at the very end of the service, we would all, like, join hands and recite. So I would ask if you guys would like to do this, to stand up, join hands. You know, you can be, you know, a little closer. Don't be afraid to like each other if you have to. So... we're just going to recite some words here, and hopefully you guys will get the gist of the meaning here. So, it goes like this. It goes, bind us together, Lord. Bind us together with cords that cannot be broken. Bind us together, Lord. Bind us together. Bind us together with love. You don't have to sing it as a worship team, no. So, like I said, but in closing, though, I'm just thankful that, you know, I've been able to just share, you know, because nobody's alone. You don't have to be. And it's easy to lose sight, you know, of the positivity and losing the sight of, you know, the end game is what we call it, you know, like when we play video games, you know, but... that's different. That's a whole different thing. So just don't lose your sight of God. Know that He loves you. Know that He's there with you every day. He's always going to want the best for you. So with that, we will have our last worship song, and then we have a great day. Thank God, and we will all see you next Sunday.